Heading, the Evangelistic Company. Subheading, organization of companies call for. God says, enter the cities. Give the inhabitants of these cities the call to prepare for the coming of the Lord. Many in the cities are still without the light of the gospel message. Those who neglect to sound forth the last message of warning will, in the future, suffer deep regret. My message is, let companies be organized to enter the cities. Seek proper locations for holding meetings. Circulate our literature. Make earnest efforts to reach the people. Letter 106, 1910. Subheading, Corps of Workers in Every Large City. In every large city, there should be a corps of organized, well-disciplined workers. Not merely one or two, but scores should be set to work. Each company of workers should be under the direction of a competent leader, and it should ever be kept before them that they are to be missionaries in the highest sense of the term. Such systematic labor, wisely conducted, would produce blessed results. Medical Ministry, pages 300, 301, 1892. Subheading, Varied Talents Needed. The Lord desires that the city shall be worked by the united efforts of laborers of different capabilities. All are to look to Jesus for direction, not depending on man for wisdom, lest they be led astray. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 109, 1909. Subheading, Well-Trained Companies. There should be companies organized and educated most thoroughly to work as nurses, as evangelists, as ministers, as canvassers, as gospel students, to perfect a character after the divine similitude. Testimonies, Volume 9, pages 171, 172, 1909. Subheading, Generalship Sets Men to Work. Let every man work who can work. The very best general is not the one who does the most work himself, but one who will obtain the greatest amount of labor from others. Letter 1, 1883.